It's Wednesday, so you know what that means. Gardening with Sharon time, and it's all brought to you by Proven Winners, celebrating 30 years of serving gardeners with reliable, innovative, and outstanding plans. You can find locations that carry Proven Winners at provenwinners.com. And Sharon, I love that we're going back to the basics here, and this morning we're going to hear and learn about hardiness zones.
Right. There's a lot of confusion about hardiness zones, growing zones. They're also called plant hardiness zones as well. The horticultural hardiness zone framework, it was first developed in the 1960s to guide government agencies in agricultural and horticultural decision making. But it is now incredibly useful for home gardeners, especially when it comes to planting trees, shrubs, and perennials. So hardiness maps, what they do is they categorize geographical areas into growing zones, and then they also categorize trees, shrubs, and plants groups that would grow in them. So our job as home gardeners is that of a matchmaker.
I love that.
So Canada has 9 hardiness zones. 1 is the coldest, and number 9 is the warmest. And then those zones are further divided into a group A and group B, and group A is colder than group B. So let me just give you an example. Edmonton is a zone 3 to 4, and then plants rated zone 3 to 4 should grow there. So peonies, they range from zone 3 to zone 8. So that means zone 3 is about the coldest they will tolerate, and zone 8 is about the warmest they can handle. But there's always outliers. So remember that these are averages, and there's always some outliers or some other topographical things like creeks and rivers and plains that influence any specific gardening spot. So some people will go, how come lavender grows in my yard and not in my neighbor's? Well, there might be something about that that'll influence it. So how can you find your horticultural zone, Jackie?
Yes, that's my question.
Springboard an internet search using the words plant hardiness zone maps, and that will take you into a wild and wonderful plant adventure.
And how do we find you?
You will find me on Instagram and Facebook under Gardening with Sharon. That's also the name of my website. And come and join this new Garden Basics series.